Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
The news hit about model Kim Porter. You know her because she is the mother of Sean Diddy Combs' children, but she's been modeling for so long, and the news hit hard that she was found unresponsive in her California home. Sources close to Diddy say that he is destroyed over her death because even though they had broke up years ago, they were still very tight. You can see all the pictures on the internet about them, and they always did something as a tight-knit family, co-parenting three kids. They celebrated holidays as a family, vacation together, and they just hung out. And so TMZ broke the story that Porter was found dead at her California home just yesterday. Emergency dispatch revealed the call. It came in for a patient in cardiac arrest, and the source says that Porter was recently sick with pneumonia. She leaves behind her 20-year-old son, Christian, twin girls who are 11, Jesse James and Delilah, as well as 27-year-old Quincy, whose father is Albie Shore. Porter was 47 years old. Switching gears, Nelly is sued again for sexual harassment or sexual assault after a UK show. He vows he'll be vindicated. As of 1:30 Pacific time, according to TMZ, Nelly says the truth will come out. I will be vindicated. These types of false allegations undermine real claims of sexual abuse and harassment by real victims. Nelly is facing new legal trouble. A woman is suing him for an alleged sexual assault after one of his shows in England. The woman filed the document as a Jane Doe, claiming Nelly masturbated in front of her a few times. Documents obtained by TMZ say that they did meet at a meet and greet. He whispered in her ear, literally handled business. She told him to pull his pants back up. The woman claims that Nelly got aggressive, clenched his fists. And then she's claiming some other things that FCC won't regulate me to say on the radio. So she's suing Nelly's girlfriend for calling her a liar on Twitter. Nelly and another woman reached a mutual agreement. So this is just going on and on. This is a very long situation. So Tekashi cleans house because clearly that was the problem. He sent his entire crew to the unemployment line. According to the Jasmine brand, they've all been fired. He even canceled his U.S. tour. He took to Instagram saying he no longer has a manager, a booking agent, or a publicist. He's a free agent. He said, I fired everybody. He has shows lined up in New York, Florida, Texas. Now they're all over. He fired off a warning to venues. Beware of any agents booking him unless he says so himself. You know there's going to be lawsuits, right? Just in case he did have some concerts in the works. Right. Tamar is a diva. According to reports, she's in Snoop Dogg's play. It was showing in D.C. There was an intermission. She wanted to get something to eat. She placed an order. The food did not get to her in time because security would not allow the delivery guy to come back there to deliver the food. She was upset and refused to hit the stage again. Folks realized that she wasn't a part of the second act, so folks wanted a refund. Come on. Invest in Uber Eats or something, Tamar. This is ridiculous. You signed a contract, so this is what you get when you sign Tamar. I like Tamar, but sometimes you're just a little too much, boo. Just too much.